You mentioned earlier when we were talking about small cell Rova-T. Mm-hmm. Could you just take a minute and explain, because there are not too many antibody drug conjugates out there right now in clinical oncology, and I'm curious, what is Rova-T and what we know about it?
Yeah, so delta-like ligand 3, DLL3, has been identified as overexpressed on a lot of neuroendocrine tumors, especially small cell lung cancer. And some really nifty work of synthesizing basically an antibody to the DLL3 and yoking it to a toxic payload, an ADC, has resulted in some really nice response rates and with a gradient of benefit where people whose small cell lung cancer has high DLL3, better response rate, better durability. So this really neat drug development has really gone nice and quickly for a patient population who has had, again, really nothing since platinum doublet for the last 20 years. And I think it's really gratifying to see this design happening so fast. And I know there are concurrent trials in the first line, in the second line setting, and hoping for registration in the near future. Really exciting stuff.
Have you yourself used the drug in a trial?
I have not used it in a small cell patient. We actually at our center have a separate trial, again, looking at the rest of the neuroendocrine tumors. So they're small cell, of course, that are very high grade, high DLL3 expressors, but the company appropriately is looking at other swaths of the population. So looking at folks who have, say, atypical carcinoid or a large cell neuroendocrine tumor of the lung, things that, again, don't have great options, but this is at least promising. But very early, I don't think that we have really any data reported out for that yet.